Diana, thank you very much. It's 25 to 9. The border between Northern Ireland and the South represents more, so much more than a mere boundary. It is a symbol of centuries of conflict, blood spilt, dreams realised and dashed. Some fear that a new hard border separating the UK, once outside the EU and our island inside it, of course, could reignite those tensions. Dr. Richard Clark is the Primate of the Church of Ireland and Archbishop of the Border Diocese of Armagh, which involves him crossing the border dozens of times each week. Good morning to you, Dr. Clark.
Good morning.
Just for those who don't live in Ireland, either north or south, describe what it means for you as someone operating there in the border area, having to crisscross that border, and how different it is now to how it was in the past.
Well, it means very little at the moment. The only way you know you've crossed the border is where you're driving in kilometres per hour. At least the speed limits are kilometres per hour in the Republic of Ireland and miles per hour in the north of Ireland. And it simply means that you have to carry two currencies in your wallet. Other than that, you barely know you've crossed the border.
Now, both governments, the British as well as the Irish, have said they don't want a hard border, meaning sort of physical infrastructure, customs posts, men and women in uniform. Are you not reassured by that?
Well, I mean, it's the hope, as far as I can judge, of absolutely everybody. It certainly was said immediately after the referendum by the British government. I think the Prime Minister herself said she wanted a frictionless border. I think the reason people are anxious, and in a way it's both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland and people of different political persuasions, is simply the belief that, yes, there would be inconvenience, but that's probably not the major thing. I think it would reinforce in a way that has actually seeped out of consciousness, the identity of the other would suddenly become something far more important than it has been for years. At the moment, yes, people in Northern Ireland who are unionists are comfortable and confident with that. People in the Republic of Ireland, or indeed in Northern Ireland, who would be more nationalist, are comfortable and confident with that. But they don't find any sense of dislocation from those of different political views.
Are you saying, in a sense, this is about identity? In other words, if you're a unionist, you can live with the fact there's no real border operating at the moment because you know you're still in the UK. If you're a nationalist, you're reassured that you may not be in a United Ireland, which is what you want, but it sort of feels as if you are because you can go up and down that border as often as you like without being asked questions.
I almost couldn't have put it better myself. But certainly I think the important thing is, yes, the people who are unionists can nip up and down to Dublin, go to rugby matches in Dublin and barely notice they've crossed the border. People perhaps in the Republic who might even have quite strong nationalist views are perfectly content that they don't feel there's a gap between them and Northern Ireland in the way that there used to be when there were huge security checks on the border.
But some of these worries, even that you had, have perhaps turned out to be misplaced. Before the referendum, you said, I don't want to produce my passport to visit Drogheda, part of the diocese that you're in charge of, the Armagh Diocese. Now, you're not going to have to show a passport, are you? Nobody is suggesting you will have to show a passport.
Well, I think that probably, may I say, what's hoped for at the moment is a cast iron guarantee that there will not be a hard border. And I think that's probably something that all the people of Ireland, Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland are looking for. And I don't think it's more than that. The technicalities of how you will have a frictionless border are certainly a matter for much better minds than mine. But providing, I think, that this was seen as, I mean, I hate the word red lines, but providing this was seen as, to use a Latinism, a sine qua non, in other words, this is absolutely essential, I don't think the details of it, providing there's not a hard border, really matter greatly to people. But of course it is. It's a huge issue because immigration would be one of the issues. How do you stop people coming into the United Kingdom from the Republic of Ireland?
Well, again, the British government says they would keep the agreement that you had even before membership of the EU, that people could travel happily. Let me very briefly, if I could, finally put to you something that has just been said by the Irish Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Tánaiste, in other words, Simon Coveney, who said there's been a lot of discussion over the weekend, but we don't yet have an agreement. He says the Irish government has to remain clear and firm on the key issues. Would you be saying to the Irish government, hold firm, if this is what you need to do, hold firm?
Well, I think what I'd be saying, I think to both governments, is can we just have a guarantee? If there's a guarantee, how it works out may indeed be something, say, beyond my comprehension, but it's certainly possible. But if I can use a phrase used by Geoffrey Boycott in the last interview you had, when he just told the batsmen to apply their minds, you know, it's a matter of applying their minds to how it can happen, but to guarantee that it will happen, that there will not be a hard border between the two jurisdictions.
Archbishop, thank you very much indeed. Only on the Today programme, do you get archbishops quoting Geoffrey Boycott as Ai Weiwei leaves the studio? Thank you.
It's a great morning to start. It is 8.